Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show that is all about the Akashic Records, and it's all about learning about who you are. It's all about learning about what the Akashic Records can do for you. And my name is Donna Fox, and we are talking to you live from Akron, Ohio. That's outside of Cleveland. Also, what's important to understand is the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including, as I said, your soul's intention for this lifetime. So we are going to be talking to you. You are welcome to call in. We have an 800 number if you're in the U.S. Or Canada. You can call in to, let me just get this right here, 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. And last week we were talking with Laurie Rayon and some folks that have taken a level one class out in San Diego, and that was fun. And I brought my kitty home, Zohar, and he is around here somewhere playing with something. And he's a sweet little guy. Bringing a cat home on an airplane is quite an adventure, I must say. And unless the kid is ready for it, it can be challenging. But we made it, and here we are. And so your calls are important. Your calls are what really makes the program what it is. By sharing your voice, we can talk to you. We can talk to you and answer questions about your life. We can answer questions about the world and why things are the way they are, and et cetera. And you can also email questions, and you can email questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's just like the radio show, akashicwisdom.com. info@akashicwisdom.com is the email address to send your questions to. And I'm sitting right here by my computer. So let's talk a little bit about 1111. I would love to hear some stories from you about how the energy shifted your life, or did you feel anything specific, or what you would like to say about the 1111, because it's important to understand that that was a very auspicious day. Some of us spent it in meditation, some of us spent it in just doing regular mundane tasks, but being very much aware of the energies. And other people were at conferences and gathering together and bringing in and assisting the energies to open our hearts. So if you have a story to tell, or if you were at a special place that you would like to share with other people, please call in to 888-429-5471. Or if you even just have a question about what was that all about, that would be great too. So, again, I'm Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. So when we bring in special energies, you know, we were talking about the energies not only of 11-11-11, but we were also talking that the, you know, we're talking about 2012 coming up soon. All of these things can be very daunting. Just some people. There's been a lot of fear being spread around about the ascension and about the shifting of the consciousness and global changes and et cetera. And I think, well, I don't think, what the master's teachers and loved ones are telling me right now is that it's very important that we put fear on the back burner, that we don't allow ourselves to move into a state of fear, because it's going to be okay. Come December 24th or 21st or 2012, when 2012 hits, that whole year until the following December, there are going to be shifts in people that they never expected. There are going to be shifts in the land that we never expected. Weather is going to be weird. But it's nothing to fear. We are all shifting. We're all moving in a direction of expanding our consciousness. So even those people who don't think anything is going to happen, their lives are going to change. And they will have more choices than they could ever believe possible. The other piece that's important is to understand that by holding your center and moving into the light as often as possible, you expand your light and you make it possible for more information to come forward. Now, it's important to understand that working with the Akashic Records, the way I access the Akashic Records, for those folks who have not listened before, I access the records through a specific sacred prayer. The prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And the way I use the energy is I open my own personal Akashic Records and I ask questions about life and about love and about my kitty cat Zohar and my relationships. I don't open the records of other people without their permission, but I do know how to open people's records, and I do consultations, not only for individuals, animals, the land, but also businesses. So the Akashic Record energy can be used in every area and phase of your life. In fact, that's how I moved into choosing my cat Zohar. I know that for those people who understand Kabbalah, that's a very interesting name. But when I first saw his picture, I realized there was a deep connection. And so I opened my records because at the time I wasn't his official guardian yet. But through my records, I asked, "What is your name?" And the first thing that hit my head was Zohar, which I found very interesting because that's not necessarily a name that one would name a cat. But I honored it. And so Zoe and I and all our the beings around us are very happy that we chose each other. You know, you choose your animals. They don't, you know, they choose you, you choose back. And we have to be very aware that our animals are much more intelligent and smart and et cetera than we ever give them credit for. And last week we were talking about dolphins and the whale energy and what's happened with the whales and the dolphins and how they're coming closer to shore. And I was also told today that there was there were some surfers, and they took, somebody was filming the surfers, and there was a big whale right within 3 feet of the surfers. It was an amazing thing, and I think that was up on YouTube as well. But this energy that we are carrying, that we are working with, is an amazing thing. It's an amazing opening for our hearts. And so that's one of the things that I would like you to consider about how your heart has opened and what you want to do to continue it to be opened. The other thing is there was a program actually on television, and it was about ancient aliens and angels. And what's interesting about that is they were saying that it was on History Channel. They were talking about how there is a theory that the angels that are noted by the ancient people were actually extraterrestrials. Now, this might not be news to some of you that listen to this station a lot, but I found it very fascinating. And again, if anybody has a discussion or would like to share anything about that, I'd be happy to do that as well. So it's free-for-all subject matter tonight. You can call and talk about anything you like, including yourself. And again, if you want to call in and talk, the telephone number is 888-429-5471. So So the message for tonight from the Akashic Records Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones has to do with you moving deeply into your center. It has to do with you becoming aware of what you truly want in this lifetime. And they're suggesting that you write a letter of gratitude to yourself. And this letter of gratitude to yourself has to do with thanking you for all that you are, all that you're not, and all that you're yet to be. So the letter of gratitude is an appreciation of who you are and what you've gone through. The reason that's important is because true gratitude of self helps self-esteem greatly. And we are on a voyage. We're on a journey back to ourselves. Not looking outside of ourselves, but looking inside of ourselves. And so tonight, we take that journey inside, and we look deeply into who we are. And it's important to understand that we have learned so much around belief systems our whole life. And it's time to let some of those belief systems go that no longer serve you. It's time to step into your magnificence. It's time to step into your greatness. It's time to really move into the gratitude of self so that you can open your heart to you. It's also important to know that if you want to practice being a light worker, in other words, if you want to have a holistic practitioner's type of work, and you want it to be successful, you have to learn to receive. And in order to learn to receive, you need to be able to model, and modeling receiving is important, going to be important for your clients, but it's also important for you to set boundaries. And learning how to receive, set boundaries, is an important model for your clients. For until you're in gratitude for yourself, until you're able to hold your own, it's going to be very hard for you to be effective as a light worker, not because you don't have the talent, not because you don't have the gifts, because you do. But what will be difficult will be the situations of asking for money, to be paid for what you're worth. You know, there's a lot of people out there that would challenge you and say, well, this gift was freely given to you, so why are you charging for it? And that, you know, that is a legitimate question. There's many people who work on donations only. Other people set regular prices for their hours. And the same way a doctor charges for his time because he went to school, it's going to be important that you take that into consideration too, because no matter how natural the gifts are, no matter how the gifts came to you, it's taken you up until this time to be able to realize how to use them. And that education cost dollars, cost time, and cost emotional stress. And so it's important that you receive payment for your time, because my experience and those experiences of other people, other practitioners that have given their services away, what we find when we check back with those people is they haven't done anything with it. They don't value it. It's not a judgment. It's just a fact of life. It seems that if a person pays for it, pays for the time, pays for the healing, pays for the information. They value the information. Why? Because they value the dollars and their time it took for them to earn the dollars to get the information. So I really want you to think about that. I want you to think how important you are. And I want you to think how energized your hands are. There are people listening right now who have wonderful gifts in their hands. Their hands almost glow with healing energy. And it's time for you to start really moving into your power. There are other people out there that have a gift of explaining things and writing for people so they understand it. And it's time that you started documenting all of that information that's coming through you. It's time for you to start writing your book. And quite frankly, I'm hearing that for myself too. There's so much information that comes forward that the masters, teachers, and loved ones have really been asking that I continue to work on my book. And then there's also those people out there that write music or are in other ways creative from a healing point of view. And so if that's part of your world, if that's part of what you truly want to do, if that's part of your passion, then it's really going to be important that you follow that. If 2012 is anything, it's the time for clearing out the work that no longer serves you and moving into the work of your passion that does serve you. So it's going to be very important that you start really getting clear on how you want your life to look and feel, getting very clear about what type of job you want to be able to put your focus on, very clear of where you want to put your energies. 2012 is a time for you to have a better understanding of not only who you are, but the bigger picture about why you're here. And so if you would like a bigger picture about why you're here or what your soul's purpose is, I encourage you to call into the show. And again, you can call in anywhere in the United States or Canada at 888-429-5471. Or you can call me privately at 216-691-1233 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Now, what's interesting about asking about your soul's intention is many times people want to be told what to do. They want the masters, teachers, and loved ones to tell them exactly what line of work they should be in and what they should be doing because they want to be right. And they want to be able to, again, be told what to do. But the reality is that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records can give you all the information you need. However, you have to make your own decisions. If you're relying on someone or something else to tell you what to do, you're giving your power away. And the whole point of discovering what you truly want to do is about feeling empowered, looking and seeing what gives you the most joy. So I will tell you this tonight, we're going to ask again for calls, 888-429-5471. That would be great. And here we have a caller now. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. This is Donna Fox. Who's this?
Richard.
Hey, Richard. Where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Okay. How can we help you?
Well, kind of curious to see if I'm on the right path. Basically, I would have to call. I had a rebirth on February 14th. I had incredibly strong feelings that day last year. And
September 14th, did you say?
February 14th, yeah, 2010. Basically changed.
Didn't get the month.
February.
February 10th, 2010. Is that February 10th?
No, February 14th.
Oh, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2010. Okay. All right. And what happened on that day?
The main thing I did was I had an incredibly strong urge to buy and to learn to play the guitar. It's something actually I've wanted to do most of my life. And ever since then, when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling a very strong presence around me. I can feel my hand being touched. I've heard my name several times, a single clap. And even kind of a weird feeling of almost like walking through a spider web when I'm just sitting there practicing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I just wanted to see if I was finally on the right path.
Okay, so you've called before and emailed questions already. So the question that the master's teachers and loved ones have for you is, why do you doubt that?
I'm still working on it.
Now, why do you doubt this strong feeling of bliss that you have when you're playing and you're working with the guitar?
It's a major change of my life, I guess.
Well, in other words, like clearly, if you've never played the guitar before, you need to pick it up and move forward with it. Are you taking lessons, or are you just trying to teach yourself, or?
No, I've been doing it by book and some video stuff. So I've already can copy most of what I see on the TV. On my favorite guitarists, I can do most of what they can do already.
And so, what do you want to do with this?
Yeah, I actually would like to move forward and at least do studio work, you know, or make a career out of it.
And what have you done to take action on that?
Yeah, working hard on my music, you know, and getting it down to the point where I can, I'm looking at like maybe May area to put something out on the YouTube and show what I can do.
In May, did you say?
Yeah, I figure around May I should be ready. You know, I want to make sure that by then I can do exactly what I want to do to the fullest potential. You know,
okay.
You only get one chance to make, you know, first impression.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, and then what do you want to do with it?
Well, I'd like to actually get into recording and then, you know, playing on stage.
Okay. All right. So, the master's teachers and loved ones are asking you, what would have to happen to make it okay for you to do this, Richard?
Just continue to practice and achieve what I need to get done on that.
Listen to the question, dear. What would have to happen for you to feel secure in knowing that this is part of your path?
I don't know. It does feel like I've done this before, so I think I just have to accept that. That's what I need to be doing.
Well, and again, it's not necessarily to the exclusion of everything else. Were you working before? Are you still working your day job?
No, I'm not currently working. I used to be a truck driver.
And so, did you stop working, or were you laid off?
No, I was laid off.
Okay, so right now, you're laid off and you're practicing your guitar so that you can move forward. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the question that continues to be asked here is, what do you need from the master's teachers and loved ones that you're not getting that would make this right for you? I mean, you keep asking the same question, am I doing the right thing? What should I be doing? What question is not being answered for you?
I don't know, maybe just need assurance from the other side, you know, that I'm continuing to be on the right path, I guess.
And so what, I understand that. So what would have to happen for you to believe that?
I don't know, I think eventually I'm just really going to have to get out there and then put it on the tube and seeing people liking my music, I guess.
Yeah. And the idea here is that the only one that can make this happen is you. You know, you have all the spiritual support. You know, like the guide, your guidance is there for you, and all of those wonderful beings that have brought you to this awakening are there for you. But only you can take the appropriate steps to make this really come forward in the physical by being in the right place at the right time. So the Master Teachers and Loved Ones, the Akashic Records, and all of your guidance can put you at the right place on the chessboard, but unless you make the right choices, and I don't like to use the word right, unless you make the choices based on your bliss, on your happiness, on what feels good, your choices need to be based on what feels good.
Yeah, and if you're in doubt, you have to
just sit with it and picture the situation to see which is going to make you feel at the best, which is going to make you feel the most secure.
Yeah, that's good advice.
But you're still questioning it, and Richard, if anything is your downfall, it's your questioning and lack of trust.
Yeah.
But the lack of trust comes from your own internal lack of trust of yourself.
Yeah, I think some of it had to do with one of my childhood. And I'm still kind of getting over some of that, so yeah.
Sure.
I'm working on it.
Well, but what are you doing to work on it?
Well, trying to make myself kind of forget that what had happened back when I was younger and just kind of move forward. And that's, for me, it's music.
But you understand it's not about forgetting what happened. It's about neutralizing the memory so it doesn't have a charge on you.
Yeah, I know that. So.
And the way you do that is by forgiving yourself and journaling. And working with someone that can help you, and help you ask the right questions of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, who are you working with?
I just got a couple of my friends I've been talking to. So, I do. A couple of really good friends.
Okay. And are you journaling your answers? Are you moving into your own meditation to journal out your anger and your confusion and working with your little kid? And so you can reparent that child within you?
Yeah. I've been kind of, when I play, I kind of contemplate and relax, and then the things kind of go through my mind.
But have you been writing them down?
No, I've been actually, what I've been doing is I feel the need at that point to write lyrics. So, yeah, I guess kind of writing it down in that manner.
The reason that they're suggesting that you write it down is you've got to get it out of your body.
Yeah.
Because if you just allow it to circle in your head, it's like the way you get negative thoughts, negative memories out of your body is to journal it out, put it on paper so you can rip it up and burn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the more, you know, if you say, well, I'm just thinking about it, I'm just working on thinking about it, the thoughts will just keep going around and around and around. And they're not, you won't be able to do anything with them.
Yeah, maybe that's why lately I've been feeling the need to write down the lyrics and stuff. And it does feel cleansing when I do that.
Right. But also be willing to write down your angers and your fears.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Because your anger and your fear is also what's fueling you, and it's also what's stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
It's also stopping you from
sense.
The joy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try that too.
Right, because, you know, again, only you can break your own cycle. Only you can break that circle of fear and pain and worry.
Yeah.
No one can do it for you. Not spirit, not another human being, only you.
Yeah,
only
true.
You can choose to leave that bag of rocks at the side of the road that you no longer need anymore and mm-hmm. walk away.
Yeah, that's a pretty good advice. I'll try that too.
Well, okay. Notice how your body's feeling really scared right now. Notice
yeah.
how your body's
yeah,
feeling
yeah,
really anxious.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons it's feeling very anxious is because you're afraid of failure. Can you identify
yeah.
with that?
Yeah, I can.
And so, again, you have to write it down. Writing it down doesn't make it real. It makes it manageable. Because just because you write down a belief or something that you're feeling doesn't mean that it has to be true. It's your feelings are important to acknowledge, but your feelings are based on your thoughts. You think before you feel. Actually, it's the other way around. Excuse me. You feel before you think. So your feelings are showing up, and your thoughts are following your feelings. And the thoughts are what's going to produce what you journal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're but the cores are the feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's the feelings that you've got to get out onto paper so you can manage them, like I said, or just choose it. You know, I mean, it sounds simple. It's not as simple necessarily as it sounds. You need to work with somebody, a professional even, that can help you release these belief systems so that you no longer carry them. Because up to this point, Richard,
mm-hmm.
you've had a need to have them. They've kept you back. These beliefs, these negative beliefs, have held you back. And that's where you felt comfortable. And when you had this awakening, you no longer want to be held back. You want to move forward. Yet you still have
yeah.
these same beliefs. So it's a catch-22. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Until you are the one that has to break the cycle.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can be a
yeah,
very powerful being if that's what you want.
Yeah, since I've gotten into the music, I have changed. So, yeah, it makes sense to write it all down and just continue forward.
Well, again, it's not. There's more to it than that. And if you're interested in knowing more about how to do that, you can certainly call me privately. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Do you want my number?
Yeah, I'll have to write it down here real quick. Okay.
Okay, it's
216-691-1233.
Okay. That's my private voicemail. You can call me anytime. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And leave a message, and I'll call you back. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I will do that.
All right. Well, you have a good evening. Is there anything else we can answer
you
for you?
Yeah, it does.
I said, is there anything else that we can answer for you?
No, the only other thing I've been thinking about is if I'm actually going to meet anybody.
As far as the soulmate
is
concerned?
Actually, I've been divorced like 15 years now.
Uh-huh. Well, first of all, you have to work on yourself before you're ready for somebody else to come into your life.
Yeah.
Your work is on yourself, because until then, your boundaries aren't straight.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been working.
So you need to be able to get the books and do the work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then getting somebody that's out there is quite frankly, they're waiting for you.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you to do the work.
Yeah.
So,
okay, yeah, I agree. That's true. I've been thinking that the more I kind of clear out old baggage, the better I constantly feel.
That's exactly right. The more baggage you get rid of, the more room you have to love somebody and be and receive the love that they have for you.
Yeah, that's true. I've already pretty much put my ex-marriage behind me, so yeah, I understand.
Well, if there's anything within that wedding, I mean that marriage, that you are not complete with, you need to be able to be complete with it. And
yeah,
you need to do some
much.
Major forgiveness around yourself and the other person.
Yeah, we're actually kind of still friends, so.
Well, you can still be friends, but the idea of still of feeling safe and feeling okay and not blaming yourself or blaming the other person is important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will talk to you on your number one of these times, okay?
Okay. Well, you take care. You have a good one.
You do.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, we have an email question. Thank you so much, Richard, for calling. We have an email question from Kim in Southern Oregon. The question is, can you do a quick reading for me and tell me what my highest soul advises for this next year for me? Well, the reality here, Kim, is I need your last name. So if you can please email me your last name, that would be very helpful. And I will wait for that. But it's not just for the next year. You see, your higher self can only guide us. A higher self can only guide us where we choose to go. So your choices actually create your future. So the more specific the question, the better the answer, because there's many things coming up for you, Kim, and you really need to be able to be a little bit more specific into what areas you would like information. And it's not so much about prophecy as it is helping you understand. So as soon as you email me your last name, that'd be great. I will not mention it on the air, or you can certainly call at 888-429-5471. See, if I don't have your full name in an email, it's very hard to tap in. If I have you on the phone, then the vibration of your voice is what's important. So I don't necessarily need the last name on the telephone when you call, but having the last name in your email is very important. And if anybody else would like to email a question, they certainly can at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at AkashicWisdom.com. Okay? All righty. We're just waiting for Kim to go ahead and email her last name, and we can... Well, maybe this is her last name is on her email. Let me just take a look and see if I can work that. All right. But again, in what area do you want to know information? But you know what's interesting, Kim, is the advice for you for the coming year is to move into your healing practice even more fully. I'm also hearing that you're going to want to consider doing some actual speaking. I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing is that you need to consider teaching or speaking or doing some type of networking for your business in a much more pronounced way than you have up to this point. But the other piece is this picture I'm being shown is like a spotlight. And, you know, do you ever see one of those spotlights that are on the ground and they're very They're very powerful. They're going back and forth over the sky. Well, that spotlight is going all over the sky, but it's not catching anything. And what I'm hearing, okay, I'm not interpreting this, but what I'm hearing is that it also focus has to be more a part of your your life. There seems to be a bit of fragmentation or scatteredness. So it would be great if you could call in and answer these questions, see if this makes sense to you, and we would be happy to really, truly discuss this in a more complete way. So hopefully that's helped you a little bit, and we can certainly talk a little bit more if you want to give a call in. And again, folks, it's 888-429-5471. Okay. So we were talking about earlier about moving into your own greatness. We were talking about you deciding how you wanted your life to look and feel. Okay, I got that part. Thank you, Kim. I got that. Okay. Now, can you be more specific with your question so we can go forward? Okay. That'd be great. When you decide how you want your life to look and feel, this year is going to be so important to move into deciding to be willing to receive. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and they're bringing it back again. They're bringing it back that you need to really move into being willing to receive. And there's so many people whose talents and gifts are going to be awakened now. This is the year of awakening to who you truly are and what you really want to do. And you will be tested in the fact that you'll be tested as to what, where your passion is, where your joy is. And so it's going to be important for you to consider where your joy is. What do you find, above all else, you would want to do? And so for me, I would like nothing better than to travel the world giving lectures on the Akashic Records and teaching people how to access their Akashic Records. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to teach people not only how to access their own Akashic Records, but have the people who are interested move on to that level two so they can work and learn how to access the records of other people, the land and animals. Because the more we can anchor this heart energy, the more we'll expand. And the more we expand, the more we can help each other and ourselves. And helping yourself, it's so much like the airplane, you know, putting the oxygen mask on yourself before you can help other people. So before you're ready for a relationship, before you're ready for a new career, you have to be clear of what you truly want. Because whatever you say you want, the masters, teachers, loved ones, or rather and the universe will bring to you what you most focus on. So if you focus on lack and what you don't have, you're going to get more of it. If you focus on gratitude and being happy for what you do have, you're going to get more of it. And you cannot worry, as Tom Dooley says, you cannot worry about the dreaded hows of how you're going to get what you want. All you have to do is be clear about what it is you truly want. And I hope that's helpful for you. So we haven't heard from Kim, and that was evidently her question got answered, either that or she didn't want to be more specific. Now we also would like to talk to you about your children. So for those people who have children, or those people who have nieces and nephews or grandchildren, we would like you to become very much aware of how to help your children move in the right direction of loving themselves. Please do not assume that teaching your child to love themselves will create an egotistical person. Because loving yourself only allows them to have boundaries. It's quite frankly, what I'm hearing now is that those individuals that do not have a good sense of who they are not confident in themselves, don't feel good about themselves, are the first ones to move or be prey to abusers. And again, this is not a judgment, and it's not to make anyone feel guilty, other than to say that if you have children, it's up to you to help them feel good about themselves, so their boundaries are in place, so that they can say no to drugs, so they can say no to smoking, so they can say no to drinking, and they can say no to going with the crowd and feeling very good about being their strong individual self. That's very important. It's very important for you to consider that. And if you're around children that's not what's happening, for whatever reason, then it's up to you to help that child feel good about themselves in whatever way you can. In whatever way. So again, the number here is 888-429-5471. So let's talk about what you believe is possible for yourself. What do you believe is possible? And notice that what you want and what you believe may have a discrepancy. There may be a difference between what you want to create and what you believe is possible. And in that discrepancy is where the negativity lies. And where that negativity lies is what blocks you from getting what you want, because it creates a lack of trust. And so if there's a piece within you that has a lack of trust, what you want to say to that piece is, I don't really care what you say. I trust that the universe will bring me what I need at exactly the right time. And the universe will bring me what I want at exactly the right time. And so that's where you need to put your faith, in the fact that everything has to do with divine timing. And if you'll notice, if you're listening to this program tonight, you've got to know that up till now, all your needs were met. You always had some kind of food on the table. You always had some kind of place to sleep. You always had a roof over your head and clothes to wear. And now it's up to you to manifest more. Because no matter how you look at it, it's exactly what we said before. You and no one else are totally and completely responsible for making your choices to change your life and making it better. Only you can make those choices. And it's 11:45 in Cleveland, Ohio. Well, actually in Akron, Ohio, because I don't live in Cleveland, Ohio anymore. And so I'm going to look one more time to see if we have any more questions. And you have about 3 more minutes, to call in at 888-429-5471. And then we're going to end the program. So if this is, if there's a burning question you have that you want to ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records, now would be the time to do it. Right now. Today is 11/13/2011, and we don't have that much longer of 2011 to have. Wow, that's really amazing. So for those of you who would like to learn how to access their own Akashic Records, there's going to be a level one here in Akron, Ohio in December. And that's going to be December, let's see here, 3rd and 4th. I'm going to be in Minneapolis teaching a level one class on the 28th and 29th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Coming up then, we're going to be doing a lecture and an expo in Columbus, Ohio in March. And we're also going to be doing a level one workshop in Columbus in April. So if there's anything of that you would like information on, please just give a call and we will be happy, or give a call or email, and we'll be happy to send you your information. Okay? That would be great. We'd love to see you. Love to hear from you. Okay. All right. Okay, so we've got a little dead air going, and I don't want to do that anymore, so I'm going to go back up here. We have specific questions. Thank you, Kim. All right. So I've pretty much answered your question, but specifically I'm having trouble with something in my throat. Oh, there you go. And I'm wondering what spiritually I can do for myself to heal this. Well, interestingly enough, you know, it sounds trite, but part of that has to do with you speaking your truth. You know, every time we have something going on in our throat, we have to look at where are we not telling ourselves the truth, or where are we not telling the truth to someone else. Or maybe where are we not telling the truth around our situation. So if there's times where you say yes and you wish you would have said no, you're not telling the truth. If there's times where you hold your tongue and you don't speak up for yourself, or in a situation where you want to be clear, you don't, that's not telling yourself the truth. And what I'm hearing here is it's going on when you swallow. There's like a lump here when you swallow. Have you tried? I just want to make sure you haven't been exposed to strep. But I want you to, Kim, I want you to start writing down your truth. Again, I want you to start writing down without judgment. This is judgment-free. Where you have not told yourself or others the truth. And you have to write down what the truth is in that situation, whether it's a relationship or job-related, or if you're denying your gifts in one way or another, you have to tell yourself the truth. And you have to be able to be grateful for being honest. It's not about being angry for not. You have to release that, forgive yourself, and say, that was yesterday. Today is the day that I'm going to be grateful for telling myself the truth. And if you could only tell yourself the truth by writing it down in journal, so be it. One step at a time. Take one step of the time about telling yourself the truth. And I don't know what this means, but I'm hearing something about singing. So if singing is what you want to do, or toning what you want to do, then you have to move away from anyone who tells you that's not for you, or that you're afraid to tell somebody what you do. now is the time to cut the cords on feeling embarrassed or feeling at all or feeling in any way, shape, or form less than for being who you are and what you want to do. Now is the time to stand up and be counted. So I hope that's been helpful. Thank you for your questions. Thank you, Richard, for calling in. Thank you for Kim for emailing questions. And again, if you're in the area of Akron, Ohio, or Minneapolis, Minnesota, or Columbus, Ohio, do email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. I can send you the specific information. And I hope you keep tuning in because we're going to have some very interesting guests coming up. Very interesting ideas about astrology, very interesting information about healing with energy and essences, and very interesting stuff coming up. So I really hope you tune in. But now it's 11:52 in Akron, Ohio, and we are closing down now. We are going to say, well, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of this one, of these, all these wonderful beings of light that are listening. We thank you for listening. We hope you listen again next week. And by the way, I'm going to welcome a new grandchild on Wednesday. And my youngest son and his wife are having their second child. We want to say hello and welcome to my other stepson and his wife had their little girl last week, or actually 2 weeks ago. And naturally, my son and his wife had their little baby on October 6th. So we have lots of foxes, and we're very, very blessed with all these wonderful beings of light coming forward. So with that, we want to thank all the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We thank you all for listening. May you have a miracle-filled week. And so with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of Akashic Wisdom Radio Show are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. This is Donna Fox wishing you a wonderful night and a great week. Bye-bye.